French terror attack.
One man was decapitated.
Sightseeing plane crashes in Alaska.
They've taken this flight as one of their shore excursions.
Honoring slain Charleston pastor.
He was well respected. He was a great person.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
L'attaque est de nature terroriste.
French President François Hollande calls today's attack on a gas factory in his country an act of terror. CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris says it happened in the southeastern part of the country.
One man was killed in the attack. He was decapitated and his severed head posted on the factory gates. The factory is a gas supply company. Eyewitnesses say they saw a car drive into the forecourt. It spun around in the yard. Then they heard an explosion and they saw fire. A man in his 30s is in custody, but the police say he's not talking and was not carrying any ID.
Suspected accomplices also are being sought. The site of the French attack is owned by Air Products, a chemical firm based in Allentown, Pennsylvania. At least seven people were killed when a tourist hotel was attacked by gunmen in Tunisia today. This woman is staying there.
We heard some, like, gunfire. Everybody just started running in and screaming, and the whole place just cleared.
And ISIS has claimed responsibility for a suicide attack on a mosque in Kuwait that left several dead and injured. Here at home, everyone on board was killed when a sightseeing plane hit the granite face of a wall 800 feet above a lake in southeastern Alaska.
We were able to get our search and rescue personnel on scene, where we were able to look inside the aircraft and confirm that all nine people on board were deceased.
Megan Peters with the Alaska State Police says the weather is bad there now, hampering the recovery effort for the nine bodies. The plane carried passengers from the Holland America Westerdam cruise ship, which left Seattle on a week-long cruise last weekend. President Obama goes to Charleston, South Carolina today to eulogize the pastor of an historic black church, one of nine killed during Bible study last week. CBS's Peter King talked to people who paid final respects yesterday.
It wasn't hard to find people who felt connected to Clemente Pinckney.
Just look around, look at the people. It tells the whole story.
They lined up around the block last night to file past his casket, pay respects. This woman was recently in Columbia to try and talk to lawmakers about education.
Not one stopped except for Clemente Pinckney. And he talked to my group about graduate education and how important education full stop was.
Mother Emmanuel Church isn't big enough to hold the thousands expected to attend his funeral today.
And that service will be held at a college arena. It's been a week where corporations and governments have scrapped the Confederate flag. Now a police officer in North Charleston has been fired after posting a social media photo showing him wearing Confederate flag boxer shorts. The chief says the photo undermines the ability to improve trust and instill confidence in the community. Critics of Hillary Clinton's use of private email and a home server when she was Secretary of State have some new ammunition. Capitol Hill correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The State Department says it can't find all or part of 15 emails Sidney Blumenthal sent to the former secretary. He recently gave them to the House Benghazi Committee. The memos from the longtime Clinton confidant aren't salacious or incriminating, but the fact that the State Department can't find them in the pile the former secretary turned over raises new questions about what else may be missing.
The U.S. Supreme Court saved Obamacare, preserving federal subsidies. What will it do for an encore as it wraps up its term? Here's CBS's Barry Bagnano.
With the dramatic Obamacare ruling out of the way, the most anxiously awaited decision now is the one dealing with same-sex marriage. Does the Constitution guarantee it as a right? Must states recognize marriage as legally licensed in other states? In all,
there are five rulings left, and all of them are significant in their own way.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
There's an important criminal law decision we're waiting for, having to do with a federal statute that affects sentences for thousands of Americans. There's a big environmental case involving air and the EPA, a big case involving the death penalty and lethal injection procedures.
The final decision involves the ability of states that are tired of politically motivated legislative gerrymandering to hand redistricting duties to independent commissions. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, the Supreme Court.
A psychiatrist will spend a second day on the stand at the Colorado movie theater massacre trial. CBS's Steve Futterman says on day one, he tried to lay the groundwork for the defense's claim of insanity.
The defense claims that James Holmes was mentally incapacitated when he opened fire, killing 12 people. And the first expert defense witness, a psychiatrist, Dr. Jonathan Woodcock, supported that claim.
It was my impression that he was severely mentally ill and that he had a psychotic mental illness.
Dr. Woodcock later told jurors that Holmes was not able to distinguish right from wrong. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the County Courthouse in Centennial, Colorado.
In southern Arizona, still no definitive word on the pilot of a U.S. military plane that crashed and hit a pipeline, starting a fire. The pilot, an Iraqi who had been training in this country for 4 years, most recently with the Arizona National Guard. In California, where a measles outbreak earlier this year brought the debate about vaccines to the forefront, lawmakers have now sent a bill that would require nearly all school kids in the state to be vaccinated to the governor.
The science clearly tells us that vaccines are safe and they work.
State Senator Richard Pan sponsored the legislation. Parent Clarissa Clark is outraged.
I believe it's morally wrong to tell me as a parent you don't have the right to do what's right for your child.
Governor Jerry Brown has called vaccines profoundly important, but hasn't come out and said he'll sign the bill. For the third time in the last 6 years, a University of Kentucky player was the top pick in the NBA draft.
The Minnesota Timberwolves select Carl Anthony Towns from the University of Kentucky.
Now, Towns is a 6'11 freshman center. Three freshmen and two European players filled out the draft's top five. The United States women's soccer team is back in action today at the World Cup in Canada. The U.S. takes on China in the tournament's quarterfinals. Well, the story of young wizard Harry Potter, told in best-selling books and blockbuster movies, is now moving to the London stage. Author J.K. Rowling says a new play called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child will open in the summer of 2016. She's tweeted it'll be an untold part of Harry's story and not a prequel. Why mess with success? CBS's Jim Shenavy says it seems a top company wants to be more environmentally friendly.
The world's largest toy company has announced plans to change one of the world's most popular toys. Lego wants to replace the plastic used to make its famous building bricks with a sustainable material. It plans to invest $1 billion in the project, and it's hiring 100 specialists to seek out viable alternatives. Legos have been made with a super strong plastic since 1963, and the company uses more than 6,000 tons of it annually. When the Lego company was formed back in 1934, its toys were made of wood. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
A pro baseball barrier was shattered last night in Sonoma, California. 23-year-old Sean Conroy, the sport's first openly gay player, pitched a shutout in his first start for the local independent league team. Some teammates wore rainbow-striped socks to show support. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.